Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hallelujah. 31-14. Bears a winner today.
Did we need that victory or did we need that victory? Come hell or high water, we had to have it. And for once, I'm very bad at predicting wins and losses, but I predicted or hope. Let me just put it this way. I like the Bears today, as I know you did, mm-hmm. Andy. I heard about you, big guy. I can't remember.
Well, I mean, it was our backs were against the wall, but for the first time in 9 months, we can say Bears win. And that is something we don't need to go another nine months.
Yeah, please.
You know, without saying. And, you know, so many good things happened today. So many things fell into place. First and foremost, it was a culmination of a lot of, you know, the plans that came together, Andy. You know, some of you know the picking of Roma Dunze, and he has kind of burst onto the scene now with four touchdowns. You know, Caleb Williams actually showed the moxie that we expected to see. You know, most every time he was to go out last year, we never really saw it. We haven't seen it this year, but the performance was off the charts. And the whole thing was, you know, it was a great performance by the offense. The defense was okay, but let's not pretend that the loss of the Cowboys' CeeDee Lamb changed everything. And I tell you who it really changed. It changed for Dak Prescott. He looked almost lost most of the day.
Everything's built off of him, Dan.
The whole offense is built around CeeDee Lamb and
absolutely.
His abilities.
Yes, it is.
You know, and folks, just so you know, Chase over in Cincinnati and Jefferson up in Minnesota, they're probably the best two receivers in football. But then right after them, CeeDee Lamb. And for that offense to basically play the entire game without him, you could tell they were playing left-handed and our defense was capable enough. We forced four turnovers. Tyrick Stevenson made an amazing play on their first drive with a strip fumble. And it kind of just took them completely out of their game plan. And at the end of the day, it was almost a laugher in the second half.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny. When you look at the running, the running and passing, our average gain per offensive play running the football was 6.8, almost 7 yards, folks. Now, that is one of those things that says victory. When you can run for almost 7 yards a play, and then here's what we really gained. And here's where our quarterback shined and our receivers and the offensive line giving him a little bit more time to throw the football. We averaged 10.6 yards a pass, folks. 10.6. Our opponents last week averaged 12 yards. I mean, I haven't seen or heard of numbers like this in quite some time. Usually if it's around 6, 7, 8, well, once in a while you get like 9 or something. But we had basically 10 points, a little over 10.5 yards per pass. You're going to win a football game. You run the football, averaging almost 7 yards, you're going to win the football game. I don't care who the hell you're playing against. But anyways, I thought the Bears would win today, and they did with a little help and a little luck. Like Dan mentioned, CeeDee Lamb going out. Folks, that's a giant loss for any team. That guy is, you talk about a quality receiver. I mean, if he ain't one, he's two, he's not less than three. And I'll tell you, anyways, I like what I saw out there today for four quarters. I didn't see anything, any letdown in the second quarter. After they came out in the third quarter, they got a little bit better. And in time in the third quarter, they started gaining momentum, and then in the fourth quarter, it was game, set, match. It was all over with. Now, if we can do that for the next several games, I'm going to be a happy, happy man. But I'll tell you what, we've got some pretty tough opponents. Let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can build, Danny, off of this victory late this afternoon. Let's see if they can build off of it and get some momentum going and get some smarts going by our coaches and the players and keep this victory thing going.
And to keep things real, you know, 1-2 is not the end of the world. 0-3 probably you could see it the end of the world from 0-3. But 1-2, especially with the chance to get to even next week going into Las Vegas, they gave up 40-something to the Commanders.
I'll give you my prediction right now. Right now, I don't care where we would play Vegas, we're going to beat them. I don't care where, if it's in Vegas, in Chicago, I don't care, in the desert, doesn't matter. We're going to beat them.
But earlier I said the culmination of a lot of different things. Think about this. You know, they went out and got Grady Jarrett, and, of course, we had traded for Montez Sweat. They actually asserted themselves in the second half. You know, we shut Dallas out in the second half, forcing the three interceptions. All that being said, on the offensive side, the interior of the offensive line had their best performance, especially in the protection of our quarterback. And, yeah, I mean, this is not a finished product by no stretch of the imagination. But I like what I saw with the offense and the explosive plays and the daring. You talk about it all the time, OB. Throw the damn ball down the field. Make something. And we were able to do that in the first half. In fact, Caleb Williams, this is unbelievable. He was 10 of 16 for 239 yards and three touchdowns in the first half.
He got me my over in the first.
135 the first quarter and 104 yards the second quarter. And I'll tell you, that built the momentum. And that built, I mean, mentally, if you can get going mentally, then the physical comes right along with it. But if you can be on top, everybody on both sides of the ball mentally, and not give up and go for four quarters, you're going to win a hell of a lot more games than you're going to lose. Now, we'll see how this all plays out. But we go to Vegas next week, right?
Correct.
Right.
And we play there. Folks, I'm telling you right now, that'll be a victory. We'll be 2-2.
One of the really odd things, and I haven't seen this kind of since my buddies and I were on defense, but the Dallas Cowboys had the ball four times in the second half. They punted. They had, and then three interceptions to end drives in the fourth quarter. And however you want to, you know, bake the cake, you put that kind of a ingredient in, and a team has to be emboldened. They have to kind of, and you know, the players were challenged this week by the coach saying they didn't practice properly. They weren't,
finally
practicing and preparing as a championship level or at a championship level. Well, I'm not saying we could have went out and beat Kansas City or Buffalo today, but I'll tell you this. It's a big step forward from what we've seen the last 2 weeks.
Well, Dan, they couldn't continue to go on after going 0-2 and looking at the first game from quarter to quarter, second game from quarter to quarter. What were we doing offensively? Nothing. We were shooting ourselves in the foot. It looks like it was helter-skelter. Defensively, they never showed up the first 2 weeks. Never showed up. So I think somehow the head coach and the assistants got on these guys this week, and I think that they took their advice. They felt what the coach felt, the head coach and the other coaches, and I tell you, they put something together, because no matter how bad the Cowboys are or whatever, you know what we did to a bad team? We knocked the hell out of them. That's what we did.
All right, we're going to take our first timeout. 31-14, the Bears defeat the Cowboys. 312-981-7200, our call and text number. Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk,
Vuk
at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. You brought it today, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. The card to bring through it all, and it is Caleb Williams today for the game. 19 of 28, 298 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, and a passer rating of 142.6.
And the kind of the hidden stat is we went into training camp with the head coach Ben Johnson talking about how imperative it is for the quarterback to maintain around a 70% completion ratio, OB. And only five quarterbacks were able to do it last year. One of them was Ben Johnson's guy, Jared Goff. But this 19 of 28, it was 68%. Real close.
Very close.
The highest he's had since he's been here. So, you know, for all the foibles and you know, the mistakes and this and that, possibly we've seen a young quarterback take a big, not maybe one big stride, but maybe two or three, and get to where he's starting to understand what is expected out of him in this offense.
All right. I know how physical this game is, and I know you listeners know, you know also. Physicality, I mean, in the game of football is unreal. I mean, you got to go play and pound the hell out of people. But I'll tell you, what I like today, Dan, especially late in the second quarter and in the second half, mentally, we were up. We were there. We were ready. I didn't see any sign of anybody quitting, anybody throwing the towel in. I didn't see the sign of looking at the on the bench, and you could see guys fooling around, laughing, or doing whatever. I didn't see that. What I saw mentally, we were prepared. And if I was to say that Ben Johnson and the coaches, what they did, they got as physically as they were today. I think they got them just as ready mentally, Dan, because a mental part of this game is so strong, it's unbelievable. You got to be sharp. You got to be quick. You got to be everything, and it all starts up in the brain. And if that brain isn't connected and working for 60 minutes out on that football field, you're not going to win. Today, they showed me something. I liked what I saw today. I saw no give up. I saw hustle. I saw some smartness. And I saw our quarterback, as far as I'm concerned, finally play a decent game for four quarters. Sometimes you can't find him the first quarter, second quarter, you know, and then he comes alive in the fourth quarter when everybody, the game is, you know, it's all over with. But today I saw a lot of improvement, big man, and that's a nice thing to see. I know, did we play and beat a world champion? No, we did not. No, we did not. But we were at home in front of our fans, and they put on a hell of a show on both sides of the ball. Kudos to the Bears, and kudos to Ben Johnson, the coaching staff, for stepping up to the plate, because they know damn well they made a huge mistake going into this season, and I think they rectified it. At least I hope the hell they did.
I agree, and you know, Andy, today was a weird day. We had to sit and watch the early games from 12 to 3, and there, you know, the Cleveland Browns beat Green Bay, and the Rams almost beat the defending Super Bowl champions in Philly. And, you know, the 49ers were taken to the last second. There are a lot of good teams were struggling today. And it would have been easy for us to go out there and kind of go through the motions like what we've seen the opening 2 weeks, but they didn't. And that, you know, to their credit, they were easily the best prepared football team that I have seen in a Chicago Bear uniform in quite a while.
And I think you got to give kudos to the coaching staff. I think they took a long look at themselves. And I'm not a betting man, but I'll tell you what, I'd bet on it, Andy and Dan and you listeners, because what they saw the first 2 weeks, that was just god-awful. We went two games of the start of a 17-game season, and they looked at it, and they saw they didn't have these guys ready to play. They did not have them ready to play for four quarters, mentally or physically. And today I saw a reversal. And that reversal had to come from Ben Johnson saying, you guys better start practicing harder. We're going to keep our eyes on you, and you're going to get better from day to day to day. That's basically what he said. And I'll tell you, and I think what you saw out there today, folks, hopefully this Danny is a permanent change mentally. And I said before, this game is so mental, it's unbelievable. Mentally prepared, you can win any game. Not mentally prepared, no, you can't. Physically, you should be there. But mentally is a huge, strong part of this game. And they had them ready to play today, Danny. I believe they did.
They certainly did. And, you know, and again, you know, Dallas shipping off Parsons to Green Bay, we didn't have to, you know, block him today. So, you know, conversely, our offensive line looked so much better, especially in pass pro. The one thing was Darnell Wright has now committed 6 penalties in 3 games. Think about that. And extrapolate that out. If he has 2 penalties a game, your offense will never go anywhere. But we're not only able to overcome it, but he's got to be able to correct that. And Braxton Jones, who has struggled mightily in the first two games today, much better. No penalties, no motion calls, no monkey business. The offensive line, their best performance in a long, long time.
Dan, in penalties, I still think we're the worst team in the league in penalties. What do we have? Six more?
25 now.
Six more today, six more penalties?
Yep, 25 through three
sooner
games.
Sooner or later, you keep doing that, and if you don't correct that, you know, it's in a bad time. In a bad time, it's going to jump up and bite you, and it's going to give you a loss. You can't make these mistakes, and they're mental mistakes, not physical. They're mental.
So we come in, you know, go into the halftime 24-14. We got a 10-point lead. 10 points in the NFL, we've seen how quick that, you know, erodes.
Vanish.
Yeah, in the Minnesota opener, how we had an 11-point lead going into the fourth quarter and wind up blowing it. But we put together a masterpiece in the third quarter. We got the ball off of Dallas's punting it, and we put together a 19-play, 76-yard masterpiece that had perfect combination of balanced running and pinpoint passing. And the best part was, you know, finding DJ Moore standing by himself in the end zone for the touchdown.
I agree 100% with you, Danny. And I think you got to give kudos to the coaches for that drive. I think they were calling the plays, and we had a quarterback that made it work for 19 plays. Sometimes you can go that distance in one play, sometimes in six plays, et cetera, et cetera. But 19 calculated all the way down the field. So, again, kudos to our quarterback, offensive line, our receivers, our offense. That was great. But I would say a big pat on the back to our offensive coaches, Danny. That's where I think the improvement came from. That's why we won today, because of our coaching.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We're going to get into the newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom, and come back and take your calls, 312-981-7200. You can text us at that number as well. Much more coming up with Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Real quick, a big thanks to Jake Melnix for their great spread of food for us this afternoon.
We it's delicious.
Certainly appreciate that.
Just fantastic, the wings. Awesome.
And don't forget, next weekend, Saturdays and Sunday, brunch selections. They have great selections there as well. Plus, they're known for their famous wings. You can head over to Jake Melnix, 41 East Superior, or visit jakemelnix.com for more information. It's game on at Jake's.
A lot of restaurants, you know, they come and go over the years. That restaurant's been the same place for what?
For a long time.
I don't know, three, four, five decades.
Yeah, definitely.
It's unbelievable.
If you want wings, that's where you go.
Definitely and definitely. All right, 31-14, the Bears defeat the Cowboys this afternoon out at Soldier Field to get win number one for Ben Johnson and the Bears this year. Let's head out to the phones at 312-981-7200, and we'll start in Fox Lake with John. John, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, what I saw today, I got on my knees and I said, thank God we finally have a general. We have a head coach that knows how to call offensive plays, something I cannot remember. And I'm 54 years old, but I cannot remember the last time we had somebody calling plays like this. That one drive that lasted, I think, almost 10 minutes long was magnificent. The mixture of plays. If you know football and you know what you're watching, that was completely awesome.
19
that was
awesome. Of them.
Moving the chains. Oh, my God. That was just crazy. I mean, you know, last year with the buffoon we had last year compared to this, oh, it's like night and day. It's like completely. And I don't know if we have the players. I don't know if we have the complete deck. But what I do know, the demeanor, Ben Johnson is head coach material all the way. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Let me just say this. I think after our second loss, I think this coach, his head coach and his offensive and defensive coordinators and all the assistants, the position coaches, I think they had to come to Jesus meeting. Now, do I know that for a fact? No, I don't. But I think Ben Johnson, I know a little bit about him from Detroit. Not a lot about him because he just got here several months ago. But I'll tell you what, those first couple of weeks and going into the first couple of weeks, we were doing nothing in practice. Nothing. on both sides of the ball, and it showed. And he stepped up to the plate, told his players this past week, you guys are not working hard enough. We're going to do it this way. We're going to do it that way. And I think what you saw was in this past week and out here this afternoon, I think it was the philosophy was all mental. I said it earlier in the show, and I'll say it again. It was mental, not physical, Danny, because if you're not right mentally, physically, you're out. And I think that he recognized it, and he recognized that he and the coaches, it was a big part of their fault, Dan. It was their fault. Why? Because they did not have this team ready to play from the get-go.
No question about it. And, you know, I said this a number of times throughout the week. I said, hey, you can blame anybody you want, but the team hasn't been prepared. And he challenged.
No, they haven't.
They weren't. And today you could tell a huge, huge difference. And
it had to come from the head coach and his assistants, Danny. It had to. They had to take a long look at themselves. First, they had a long look in the mirror and see, why in the hell are we 0-2? And I think they did, and I think they found out who the hell was wrong.
Well, the one thing I loved was the explosive plays, you know, the flea flicker, the play action pass to Odunze for the touchdown. I mean, those, and trust me, it changes everything when a defense has to watch film and they see you are capable of those type of plays early in the game. It's completely different than what we saw the first 2 weeks.
312-981-7200. Let's go out to St. John, Indiana, and welcome in TJ. TJ, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, man, what a great game that was today. I got to tell you, it feels really good to say, go Bears! But I got a question for both Hampton OB, but let me start with Hampton first. Hamp, that play when Swift threw the ball back to Caleb Williams and threw that bomb downfield, did that look like a flashback of the 85 Bears team or what?
It did. In an abstract way, it was kind of, a little bit off kilter. The toss back was high. Caleb really didn't have a chance to set. But, man, what a excellent way to gather himself and heave it and for Luther Burden to catch it, I mean, in stride. I mean, so many things kind of fell into place on especially the offensive side today. Defense, we still got some issues. We'll talk about them a little bit later. But the offense being that assertive, that willingness to attack down the field – changed the entire complexion of the game.
It sure did. Now, OB, I know we said a little things about Caleb Williams last week, you know, but what do you think? Do you think he might start improving maybe?
We've got to go a little bit more. We've got to go a little bit more. But I liked what I saw today. Okay, I liked what I saw today for four quarters. He stayed within himself, and he went from play to play to play, not trying to make something happen or throwing a ball all over the field or running when he should not be running with the ball. But I'll tell you what, if this continues, in which I think it will, and the point that I'm – TJ is it, my opening volley here is what I saw, and it jumped at me, how mentally prepared this team was. As coaches, what that head coach said and what his assistant and the way they practice day after day this past week, he knew Ben Johnson damn well if he kept going the way he has during the whole training camp and the first 2 weeks of the season, we very well might not even win a game. And they changed the philosophy. They changed the words. They changed how they said it. And it worked. That's what I truly believe. Now, everybody's got their own belief why we won the game today, whatever. And I'm telling you, it was a philosophy change. It was a mental change. And that, TJ, that's why we won this football game today. Not because of the physical, because we were mentally prepared all four quarters. Nobody quit. The coaches were head on. And I loved what I saw. Finally.
31-14, the final. Bears over the Cowboys. The Bears move to 1-2 now on the season. They have the Raiders coming up next. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. We're with you until 8:30 here tonight. Got to step aside, take a quick break here. We'll get back to your phone calls. I promised 312-981-7200. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Defensive player of the game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Tyreek Stevenson gets the nod with a little bit of an honorable mention to Tremaine Edmonds for a couple of picks.
Tremaine Edmonds showed up big time today with a couple of picks, but it was Tyreek Stevenson who has struggled thus far through the opening two games. But today he had a strip fumble. He had a couple of pass breakups. He made some really, really nice tackles.
He really did, Danny. I'll tell you what, you talk about showing up.
And now with Jalen Johnson on IR, I mean, he's got to be the guy. He's got to be the bell cow. And he showed up today, and he was.
Stepped up to the plate.
I think he had something to show to Matt Eberflus a little bit for that whole situation. Again, it was probably more his fault than Eberflus's, but the way they handled the situation back in Washington
it was
last year.
Yeah. And Eberflus botched the response.
Yep.
But that's ancient history now. But anyway, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of folks thought maybe Tyreek needs to move on after what we saw from him over at the game last year in Washington. But at the end of the day, it's really, really important that not only was he a part of this year's team, but the way he played today, that's what we expected when we drafted him in the second round.
Yep. One thing, Dan, that I noticed about him going through three games, his shenanigans and his mouth, because sometimes you'll catch him, the TV will be on him, and he'll be yapping away at his opponent, you know, trying to get in his face. I haven't seen that so far. What I've seen is his reaction. And I'll tell you, his physical play has been spot on. His defensive play has been spot on, Danny.
Yep.
And he's kept his big mouth shut, and he's not doing stupid plays and doing stupid things.
He's grown up. And, you know, and hey, that's what happens. Yep. You know, if you hit adversity, you can either lay down or you can embolden yourself. He has taken the latter route, and it's paid off.
312-981-7200. Let's get back out to the phone lines.
Let's
here to Oswego. And it's John. John, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yes. Thanks, Andy. And Hampton OB, it's an honor to speak with you both. Great
you,
Chicago
sir.
Bears champions. And I also like to mention Walter Payton was one of my favorites. I saw his first game in 1975 at Soldier Field in September and met him once in the 90s. And he was just a great guy. Made me feel like I knew him all the time. And for today's game currently, Cole Kmet, I thought he had a great game. Great to see that touchdown. And I think he is the best player on the Bears overall in the way he supports his teammates. And thank you all for the show. And
we appreciate the call.
Thanks,
and
John.
You know what? And you're exactly right. And that's something else. Talk about looking in the mirror and saying, wait a minute. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. Ben Johnson remembered and realized I got to get the tight ends involved. And there's a lot of times we went two tight ends in the first and second quarter. Sometimes we went three tight ends with Smythe in there.
Yep.
And it helps the protection, and it also creates the mismatches that those tight ends present. And you talk about it all the time, OB.
Absolutely, Danny. And you're looking at it. I tell you, Loveland, before he got there, he was targeted three times. He caught one pass, and Kmet caught one pass, and that was a huge pass. It was in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, at least we saw a little bit of action to the tight ends, and they have to get them more involved. If we're going to win games, folks, but believe—if you don't believe what I'm telling you, we need these tight ends. We need them active in all four quarters. They are the difference makers on this team. Who are the difference makers? Those 166, 165, and they can get it done. And they can start the passing game, and they can open it up. If we dedicate and we go after it with a vengeance, and move the ball down the field using our tight ends, that opens everything else up. It opens everything else up.
You know, against Minnesota, Kmet catching that one for 31 really kind of popped open the offense in the first half. Today, Loveland had a 31-yard catch.
Danny,
that opened up the offense.
That's what we will do. That's what tight ends do. They open up the passing game. And for some reason, I have no reason and no understanding why we don't use them. We used them a little bit today, and it was it great? I thought it was great. We get a touchdown, etc. Loveland, he got hurt. Maybe he'd have been in there more. But I'll tell you what, we have to have, folks, our tight ends in this game. If we're going to win, if we're going to have a winning season or get into the playoffs, we've got to start using our tight ends more and more through all four quarters of every upcoming game. They're quality people. They're huge men, and they can get the job done. We just got to get them involved.
You know, Dallas, as woeful as that offense of theirs was sometimes during the game, they still – utilized the tight end. They targeted Ferguson 14 times. He caught 13.
Yep.
He was exhausted in the fourth quarter.
Dan, I'm going to tell you something. We have, for us to be a championship team and in contention, we've got to, that tight end position has to be used in a positive manner. And we've got the quality players. We don't have to look anywhere else. We've got three young guys on our team that can get the job done. Now we got to start using them more and more in all four quarters of every game. And if we can do that, we'll really open up the passing game and we'll really open up our offense if we can utilize our tight ends.
All right, before we get the news, let's get one more call in here. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Hamp, it's JK's friend, Scott. I just got two little points. Number one, why can't we get a pass rush? And number two, if you were playing today, it'd be $200 million. Can you just explain why we can't get a pass rush? I just can't figure it out. Thank you, guys.
Great show. You know, you're exactly right. We got a little bit more out of Montez Sweat today, a little bit.
One play.
Grady Jarrett, he affected the pocket a time or two. But when all else fails, you've got to be more violent, more violent in your pass rush. And you know what I see, and I don't think it's coaching, but so much of the time I watch our defensive line, they're not striking into the offensive line with you know, a pass rush move and technique. They're catching. And then, it's a pass. Now they have to kind of change
gears.
And
then they turn it into a fist fight, and guess what? You're not going to win the fist fight.
Yeah, they're up there, you know, titty slapping and all that stuff, and they're not capable of overpowering people like some of the other players we've seen around the league that's 350 pounds.
You got to deliver a blow.
You got to strike with a purpose, and just like when you're putting, you don't lag it down. You put the ball with a, you know, determination, and you come off, you know, the line, and you establish, you know, the leverage, and you have to be tenacious, relentless, all those things. But we're not violent enough, and that's the only way they're going to fix it is they've got to crank it up.
All right, 1 hour down. We got another hour to go. We're with you till 8:30 here this evening, and we're celebrating a Bears win, 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys.
Already.
Oh, yeah. Just like it's quick, especially when they win. Wow. The show goes really fast when they win.
We started, for God's sakes.
When we come back, I've got an interesting point about maybe some things have changed in the NFL after what we saw today.
It was a crazy day in the NFL, especially when it came to blocked field goals. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. Let's get into the newsroom now. Hamp and OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hamp and OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And yes?
No, I'd just like to make a mistake that I made earlier in the show. And I was talking about average gain per rushing play. And I said that we, the Bears, did like basically 6 yards a rush. That was not. That was the Cowboys. And the Bears were the ones that averaged 3 yards a carry. I apologize.
One of the good things about today, and, you know, the highlights coming in and out, that's great. But we had 5 plays today over 25 yards or more. And those are the explosive plays
going to win, that's what you got to do, big man.
Absolutely, OB. But it does two things. Number one, it puts the fear of God in the defense, especially in the secondary, because, you know, those big chunks, you know, you give up big, you know, two or three big chunks like that, it's a touchdown or, you know, sure, a field goal. So the big plays will basically back off a secondary and keep them from being up there, man press and all that. The other thing it does, it builds the confidence of the offense. The offensive line knows, hey, if we just give a little bit, you know, another half second of protection, another second, just stay upright, stay on the defensive end, right in by, give our quarterback a chance because he is able and capable with the people we've got around him of making those kind of big chunk plays. So, man, it's a rising tide.
Dan, if you want to have a winning season, a championship season, or a playoff team, you have to do that. You have to make those plays, and you don't use them one time a game. You don't do it twice. You're constantly attacking downfield. All you have to do is watch what happens to the good teams that have offensive sets and what down the field, down the field. You see us down the field? We never go down the field until we open it up a little bit today. We'll open it up a little bit more because that's how you're going to win. You got to be mentally prepared before you can be anything physical. And today, I'll say it again. I said it earlier, Danny and Andy and you listeners. We were mentally prepared today. We were on both sides of the ball. And when you're mentally prepared, your body reacts right along with it.
So we had four touchdown drives today. One 5-play, 71-yard drive in the first quarter. And then we came back with a 1-play, 65-yard flea flicker that Luther Burdenkart caught for a touchdown. And then at the end of the half, we put together a 7-play, 71-yard drive to kind of put a little, you know, exclamation point on the first half and the scoring. Now, what did that do? Well, guess what? In the third quarter, we put together that 10-minute drive of 19 plays.
That broke their back.
You're exactly right. But part of the reason why we were able to do that, and it wasn't those big chunk plays, it was a 4-yard run, a 7-yard hitch, a 5-yard run, an 8-yard crosser. Just, you know, because we had them backed off and because of the early, big chunk plays. All that being said, that 19-play drive was the longest drive this century for the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
19-play, 76-yard drive was the longest one this century. So, you know, again, it's one victory.
Let's go week to week with it now.
Well, but you know, you got to start somewhere. And hopefully, we were hoping they could start opening night. And find, you know, a way to score and beat the Vikings. We didn't do it. We go to Detroit. We get our cans handed to us. So today was kind of like, okay, you know, when you kind of have a false start, well, okay, we're going to start again. And as you said so perfectly earlier, Ben Johnson, the coaches, they kind of said, look, we're going to start all over, ground zero. This is what we're going to do. We're going to use the tight ends. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And guess what? It really paid off. And it's something, and I talked about this, we didn't have anything we could hang our hat on.
Right.
Now, going into Las Vegas, you better believe this offense knows if they do the little things, they stay away from penalties, negative yardage plays, we can make chunk yard plays when we need to, but most importantly, we can sustain drives, keep the ball away from the opposition, and we can find ways to win.
Ben Johnson, Danny, I mentioned it earlier in the outset of the show that what I truly believe after that loss last week, that he sat down and had a hell of a meeting with himself. Okay, what? I'm a better coach than this. I'm a better coach. We're 0-2. What am I doing wrong? And I think what he did, I think he broke it down position by position, offensively and defensively, and I think he broke it down, him as a head coach, and his offensive coordinator, his defensive coordinator, and his assistants. And I think what he came up with is what I said. The biggest thing, Dan, and it jumps right out at me, what the hell was the difference today? Why did we win? Why were we in command for four quarters? We were mentally prepared, mentally and physically. But the big part was mental, because in the first game and the second game, mentally we were not prepared to win. And it showed offensively and defensively. And this game today showed that being prepared mentally is the start. It's the kickstarter. Physically comes right along with it. But if you're not there mentally, you're not in the game, and you're going to lose. I don't think, folks, I truly believe what I just said again about that was the big change mentally in this. Why did we win and how did we win? We were mentally prepared. And kudos to Ben Johnson and his staff. And I think that's what the hell went on every day this past week. And we brought a victory home in front of our own fans. What a great victory today.
You know, it was more, too, about the equalizing of the play calling, because the running game still is kind of stuck in the mud a little bit. But what Ben Johnson did today was he set up some of those screens with using DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. He had DJ Moore lined up in the backfield. He had Zacchaeus lined up in the backfield a couple times, and it seemed like he was using that little short passing game instead of his running game, but kind of offsetting it.
Well, DeAndre Swift was targeted four times out of the backfield, but he caught three for 45 yards. That's a 15-yard gain. But his best, I thought the best play of the game was on that third and nine, that 41-yard screen pass. We haven't seen a true screen in a long time. We've seen all the speed screens yes. to the receivers that we all hold our breath and go, oh my God, what bad can happen here? But it was the old-fashioned screen, and they ran it to perfection. And you used the term broke Dallas's back with that 19-play drive.
Yes, it did.
In the third quarter. That was
my opinion.
That was, you know, to me, that was the play of the game. But the other part of it was, you know, getting Colston Loveland involved, getting Luther Burden involved. Now, there's some other pieces that, you know, need to kind of crank it up a little bit. DJ Moore wasn't the factor, quite honestly, that we're
right.
paying him to be.
Right.
You know, and think about this, folks. DJ came over and, you know, had a big year, and I think he was averaging 84 yards a game and got a big contract. Ever since then, it's about 52 yards a game. So he's really kind of, you know, fallen off. He's got to elevate his game. Roma Dunze, as good as he has been, four touchdowns thus far, he still has about five drops
yeah.
that he'll tell you, look you in the eye and say, I got to catch that. One of them today.
Right by the end zone.
Right there at the end zone. He's got to catch that.
All right, we'll continue with more coming up here on Happen OB as the Bears win it 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys. We're with you until 8:30 here tonight. We'll break down everything that happened today. And
Glad Jerry Jones was up there.
Yeah, watching the whole thing, right?
And after seeing what happened today and CeeDee Lamb going down, they may have to invoke the 25th Amendment and have him voted out.
That's an owner in the NFL that I love to see lose.
Yeah.
Love to see it and have that camera right on that mug of his.
He's not all that well-liked. Maybe not even in Dallas, to be
honest. I wonder why.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to look too far.
Yeah, he traded Micah Parsons too to the Green Bay Packers, and that was probably his most special player on defense for sure. And it showed. I mean, they didn't really get to Caleb Williams today either.
Well, CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons were the two, you know, top 20 NFL players they had on the roster. Guess what? We didn't have to play either one today.
This is true.
I'd say we were a quicker team today too. I like that. By the way, our hurry up offense. Which, you know, yeah. you basically never see with the Bears. All of a sudden, started to see a little hurry-up offense. You know, plays over with bang, right back on the line. Here we go. Let's go again. Come on, let's go. That's what I'm talking about mentally. Mentally. We were mentally prepared. We were mentally sharp.
Right, much more coming up after the Bears win 31-14. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 312-981-7200. That is our number. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, Nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk.
The Vuk.
At jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. Hey, we got more to do, and that is good.
I'm predicting they will be.
Back to 500.
Yeah, yes, they will. I mean, they cannot lose it. That Vegas team is awful. Just awful.
Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You know, talking about Vegas, and I mean, you know, it is what it is, but Geno Smith, their quarterback, who came over from Seattle after Seattle opted to go with Sam Darnold. And now Seattle's rolling. They're 3-0, I believe. But Geno Smith was hurried 19 times today. He was sacked 5 times. And yet he still completed 19 out of 29 for 3 TDs and 289 yards. More than Caleb today.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, don't sleep on Geno Smith. He's good enough to beat you if you're not ready. So, you know, look at the pass rush that – the Commanders put on him today, and it really affected that offense. And Janty, the first round draft pick, he won the Heisman. You know, anyway, he was the first back taken. Anyway, I think he had 60 yards, 63 yards, something like that. So, you know, they're a team trying to, you know, find their way with Pete Carroll, who we all know was a Super Bowl winning coach in Seattle. So they're looking to find a way to look like we did today. They're trying to find a way to say, hey, this is how we should play every week, and this is what we are capable of. We can't let that happen.
All right, let's get to our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville, and we go early in this game, and
yes,
we've mentioned it already.
And folks, if you're watching the game from the outset, the first 2 weeks of the season, the Bears did something unbelievable, something we hadn't done in forever. We took our opening drive and went down and scored a touchdown. We didn't do it one time last year. Well, we did it in week one and week two. Well, this week, it was 3-and-out. Dallas gets the ball, here they come, and they're moving the ball. And they completed it down the left side, and in an effort to try and tackle him on the sideline, Tyrique Stevenson somehow just stripped him from the ball and got his feet in and fell out of bounds. And they reviewed it, and they gave us the ball back. And from that point on, that's when we kind of, you know, put our foot on the gas pedal, and we went down and scored a touchdown, and we never looked back. And that was truly a game-changing moment, and it came on their very first series.
Yeah, Tyrique was a big effect in the game here tonight, and frankly, it's good to see. I mean, we talked about him growing up a little bit. He had that incident last year, of course, and you know, was not handled all that well on either side, to be honest with you.
Oh, he was wrong as wrong could be, and the coaches were wrong as they could be in how they handled it.
Exactly.
But, well, you know, everybody moved on, and here we are.
Physically, the stupid things that he did last year, but the bigger problem was his mouth. Okay, he let his mouth run against his opponents and throughout the whole game, instead of concentrating on his position and his opposition, and he didn't, and it showed by the mistakes that he made. But so far this year, I'm telling you, mentally he looks like to me. Mentally he's there, play after play. He's got his quickness back. And he's all over the offensive guys trying to get by him and get separation. And he's like glue. I'll tell you what, Danny, he's really been playing at excellent, excellent football.
Today was easily his best game.
I didn't think I'd ever say that either.
Yeah, and Kyler Gordon hopefully will be back soon. He's not on IR,
no.
Hopefully this week. But real quick, before we get to the top of the hour, yeah, something happened today, folks, and I can kind of feel like a sea change.
I'm telling you,
and
mentally was the mental. Was the difference today, Dan.
Well, not only
mentally prepared, and which we weren't before, and that's why we went defensively and offensively, and we brought home a victory. Mentally, we were in the game.
But something else, I feel in the league, and you know how you hate this hunker down football and, you know, playing for a, you know, field position and punting and, you know, taking a field goal instead of trying to go for it on fourth and one and all.
Attack.
Well, today there were 5 field goals blocked in games in the early window, the noon to 3. 2 of those were returned for touchdowns that decided the game. And then in the after hour game from 3 to 6, there were 2 more blocked field goals. Now,
total 7. That's unbelievable.
Either they're going to work a lot harder on their field goals, or they're going to say, to hell with it, we're going to go for it on fourth down and be more wide open. And the other part of this was,
are these special teams coaches going to be fired?
I think there was 5 or 6 interceptions today on checkdowns. Now, folks, you know, when the quarterback is scanning the field and everybody's covered, he's got a running back on a wheel route or a circle pattern coming out of the backfield. Well, 5 different times today, when they threw that pass, the defense was ready and they jumped it and intercepted it. So, you know, I just think everything's going to, you know, change here, and people will be forced to forego the, you know, the safe route, the check down, and possibly even including us, start trying to force the ball down the field.
I think Swift caught, what, 4 passes today?
He caught 3.
3.
He got 3.
Targeted 4.
One was a pure screen. The other 2 were zone circle routes.
If you're just joining us, Bears win 31-14. Get Ben Johnson's first career head coaching victory. And it was done in a pretty special fashion as far as the offense went with the big plays down the field.
You know what, Andy? What strikes me kind of funny, like one guy can make one mistake and it can change a game. That's on defense. On offense, it takes a lot of people to make a mistake. But on defense, one guy can take you down. It could be a missed tackle, a missed sack. It could be a cornerback, a free safety, a strong safety, making a mistake. One guy, make one mistake, and that can take you down. Only in football could that happen.
Well, to, you know,
when there's 11 guys on each side.
Well, all last year, Trumaine Edmonds was not a factor in a lot of the games. Well, tonight, this afternoon, he had combined for 15 tackles, and he had 2 interceptions. Tyreek had his best game as a Chicago Bear, but Noah Sewell, he made the biggest play of the game when he tackled CeeDee Lamb, and, you know, I don't know whether it was an ankle or whatever it was. CeeDee never came back, and it changed everything.
All right, let's get out to Soldier Field. Let's hear from the victorious head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson.
Ben, today's game, no complaints. What was it like for you to have your vision, everything that you've been trying to get engineered here, materialize on the field?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, the first 2 weeks have not gone the way we wanted to. And, you know, it's early. And but we got to get the issues fixed. And I thought the guys were committed to that here this week. And we had a good week of preparation, and they came out and they played inspired football today. And so good things happen when you're playing hard, you're playing physical, and you're playing for the guy next to you. And I thought that's what happened here today.
On the flea flicker, DeAndre said it, he got hit when he threw it. He described it as like he shot a free throw back to Caleb. What did you see from Caleb on the quick release to be able to turn that around?
Yeah, I mean, when you're asking particular questions, I'll have to watch the tape on all this stuff. I just know that the ball handling looked a little bit iffy from my perspective, and those guys handled it really well. Caleb handled it really well, and he was able to throw a really nice pass there to Luther, and Luther turned the corner and scored.
Did you put that in this week, and what was the kind of thought process of putting that play in, especially running it that, you know, particular time right after Caleb throws a touchdown?
Yeah, we have gadgets up every week. I give the staff a lot of credit. They're going through and, you know, they're watching the tape and finding out things that may or may not fit from whether it was Dallas this year or some of the stuff we're watching of Chicago's defense from yesteryear. So that was really a staff find. And like I said, we worked it all week and felt really comfortable calling it this week.
Coach, what went into your decision to let them all hang out, so to speak, on the fourth and goal decision to go for the touchdown and basically put it away?
yeah, have a plan going into the game, just where you're going to go for it on fourth down, and we got it inside the five, and I felt good about it there.
What was the reaction on the sideline when Tyreek makes that play in the first quarter, and how much do you think that changed the game for you?
Yeah, I think we had four turnovers and didn't give away the ball at all, so I thought it was huge. That early in the game, they were able to run the ball a little bit on our defense, and we knew that. We knew that they were going to be able to move the ball. It's a very explosive offense. They got playmakers all over the place. Their offensive lines are really good. They got three first-rounders up there. And, you know, I thought we came through with timely plays when we needed it, and that's a good example of it. I thought Tyreek, in general, had a really nice bounce-back game. He's one of those guys, like a lot of us, that we haven't started the season the way we wanted to yet. He's capable of being a big-time player in this league, and I thought he played that way today.
On that fourth down play, DJ, we asked DJ about it. He said he had no doubt that you were going to go for it there. Is that the kind of attitude you've been trying to, I guess, build in the locker room? You guys know, have confidence that you're going to go?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily tell them when I am or when I'm not, but yet I don't think they're surprised at this point with how the preseason went and the first couple games went that we'll go for it anywhere on the field.
Win as a head coach, probably when we drummed it out for a long time. Will you be able to let that set in?
Yeah, it'll be fun for tonight, and then we're on to the next one. You know, we're behind the eight ball here. We're 1-2, and we got to get back to 500 here.
What was going on with Darnell Wright? He came out, and then the whole time on the sideline, he was kind of flexing his hand.
Yeah, he had an elbow, and he was able to. I think he's going to be fine.
Then in the second half, seeing the defensive line start to get to Dak, what do you think changed for them? Where it seemed like a struggle the first couple of weeks, but now it seems like they were sort of getting it at will, especially toward the end of the game.
Yeah, well, when you're up by multiple scores and it turns into a drop back game, it makes it a lot simpler to tee off. And so, they really did a nice job in those situations. We talked about that 2-minute stuff being a big deal for us, and I thought the way we handled the end of the first half on both sides of the ball was really good. And then, same thing, the way they finished the game there in the fourth quarter for us was huge.
How much should we draw a connection between the way you challenge your team publicly during the week and the way they responded today?
I don't know. They didn't do a good job today.
Did you see a lot of your coaching points with him materializing as far as using his eyes to throw the defense off of where he just headed with the ball, things like that?
I have to go back and look. You know, when I'm in the moment there, I'm just trying to see the result of the play and where we're at and keep the thing moving for him. So these are good questions for tomorrow.
I have another one for you. On the flea flicker, were you able to tell how well it worked? Were you able to tell, like, multiple guys open downfield, anything like that?
I saw when the ball was in the air that Luther was open. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's the head coach, Ben Johnson, following the win, 31-14 over the Cowboys.
Positively giddy.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got to hide his excitement pretty much for that first win. But, he's
took
right.
He took a beating the first 2 weeks, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But, you know, when you put it together against a supposedly a halfway decent opponent, but an opponent because I picked them to win this game today, as you did too, Andy. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, hey, it was a good victory, and boy, did we need it. In front of our own fans, we needed this victory big time for a multitude of reasons.
All right, we'll take a quick time out here. We'll come back with a little more and maybe hear from some more players, and we'll get our thoughts about the game coming up against the Las Vegas Raiders next weekend. Again, another 3:25 kick, and we'll be with you at 12:30 next week for our pregame show, 12:30 to 1:30, and then, of course, come back after the game. More coming up here. The Bears win it 31-14. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Having tough practices. That's what our quarterback just said.
Mm-hmm.
And that all comes from Ben Johnson. It has to come from him because he's the man that makes the calls. He just happens to be. And I think, again, not to talk in circles here, but those first 2 weeks and those months prior to the season, I'm going to tell you what, I've told it before, we did nothing. And it showed in week one, and it showed in week two, and there was a dramatic change, and the big dramatic change was us mentally, how we were prepared mentally for this game late this afternoon, and we were. It wasn't physical, because physical will come with the mental, but you got to be there mentally, or you're not going to win. You're not going to win.
All right, let's hear a little bit from the quarterback, Caleb Williams, following the win here this afternoon over Dallas.
Sweet. How's it going, everybody? Awesome.
Last week about finding consistency, and you said it's something that you all have to do day in and day out.
Yep.
Having the week that you all had and now winning this game, what do you think was different and what worked?
Yeah, I think it starts with practice and how consistent we were in practice. The preparation, when we're actually between the white lines and going out there and, you know, competing versus each other and, you know, having these tough practices. And, you know, it builds the confidence for us to be able to go out here and have a game like we had today. So, you know, the consistency and things like that, you know, that becomes a thing when you can, you know, you have a day like today and then you can come back and do it again and again and again. So it's something that we have to, you know, work on and keep striving for every day in practice. And obviously, you know, we get out here in the game.
David, on the flea flicker, when you're waiting for the return pitch from DeAndre, what's going through your mind that took a little bit longer to get back to them?
Yeah, something we practice all week and, you know, we underthrew, either I underthrew Luther a couple times and either missed it, and then, you know, just building the belief and confidence with the guys and just communicating with them. And told Luther, just, you know, you won't outrun me in the game, and, you know, just run. And, you know, they did a great job O-line. You know, that's a flea flicker is a really long play. And so for them to be able to hold up and be able to, you know, allow DeAndre to, you know, toss the ball back to me, it kind of did a free throw kind of floater kind of thing. And you know, after that, just let it rip and let Luther go make a play.
Caleb, how do you, when there's the delay of the ball coming out like that, coming back to you from DeAndre, how do you get it out so quickly and be somewhat accurate on it?
Yeah. I think it's, I guess, God-given ability, I guess, to be able to get it out that fast. I don't know. And then, you know, just the belief and confidence in Luther being down there. And, you know, in those moments, you're kind of taught to kind of peek at the defense before you get the ball. So I peeked at a few times while the ball was coming to me. And then, like I said, just throw it out there as far as I can and let Luther go make play.
What did you see when you peeked? How well did it work?
It worked pretty well. The guys did a great job, wide receivers-wise. They did a great job, you know, lawing the DBs and you know, safeties asleep. And then after that, it's head down, run, and then just look up.
And what was it like being a part of that 19-play drive?
That was probably my longest drive I've maybe had, maybe 20, maybe my longest, but it was tiring. I was hoping that he would call a pass play so we could try and go score and end the drive, but we end up running the ball well, getting that going, and then, you know, obviously being able to find a strike right there and score, so it was awesome.
On the touchdown, well, you see him slip right away, or what's your view
then? So, I ended up dropping – 5-step drop on that, and you know, eyes was down the middle for a little bit, and then when I peeked over after my first couple steps, ended up seeing you know, number 7, you know, slipping, and then Rome threw his hand up, did a great job with that, and we were just on the same page, just getting him the ball and let him go score.
All right, Caleb Williams following the win, and some good things come from the quarterback there, and 31-14 victory.
You know, thus far through the first three games, he's been pretty darn good. 63.4% completion ratio, 715 yards, 7 TDs, 1 interception. But the thing that's really kind of jumped out at me was last year he was sacked 68 times, the most in the NFL. And that's for a game average. Well, we've cut that in half. He's only been sacked 6 times in 3 games. So we've cut the sacks in half. So thus far, there's been a lot of arrows pointing up, but you're talking about how he said the practices have engendered a certain, you know, rise in his confidence, and it's not only in what he and the players think, but it's now what Ben Johnson thinks they are capable of, and he's gonna challenge them and give them more and more on their plate. But at the end of the day, you know, this upcoming game against the Raiders, obviously it's ultra important. If something happens and we go 1-3 and then go on the bye week, you know, I know, OB, everybody in town will be, you know, raining on the parade. They've got to find a way to win this one, get to 2-2, and then regroup, and then we got a real tough schedule coming after the bye week.
If there's a team that you want to play, when we're 1-2, to even it out at 2-2, This is the right team. I'll tell you what, they can't stop anybody and they can't score. And I think just they got to do, Danny, they just got to keep rolling from today. And again, it just jumps out at me, Dan and Andy. It just jumps out at me. What the hell was the difference today? How they were sharper. We went with a no huddle. We went with the hurry up offense. The kid looked quick. He looked good. We did bootlegs. He did bootlegged out. We'd play action bootlegs, sprint outs. We used the field for once. We went deep, and we put a lot of points on the board. And our defense stepped up to the plate. But it all has to happen right up in your noggin, folks. And this isn't an I think. I'm telling you, if you're not ready mentally, that's it. I don't care what you do. If you're a minister or if you're a judge or if you're a welder, you don't matter, construction worker, what you do. You're not prepared mentally to make it through the day. It's going to be rough. Rough on yourself and rough on everybody else. And that's what I believe happened to the Bears. And I'll say it again. They were not prepared mentally by the coaching staff. And I think the coaching staff figured this out. Do I know it for a fact? No. But that's what I saw and what I know about football. And that's why I say it, Danny. And that's why I believe it. They made the difference. And it was all mental. And you saw it today. Again, you're right mentally. The physical comes right with it. You're not right mentally. Physical's gone.
Well, I know two things that we have to fix, and it better start soon, and that is running the ball and rushing the passer. If they can fix those two things, get it right in Vegas, then the rest of the season, it's doable.
All right. That's going to wrap things up for us here tonight. And again, we are back with you next Sunday as the Bears take on the Raiders. Another late kick, 3:25. We'll be on the air with you at 12:30. We'll go to 1:30 for our pregame show and then back, of course, after the ball game next Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. And Pete Carroll out there in the desert in Sin City.
Great job, Andy.
Nice work with you guys again tonight. Good to be back with you after a win, for goodness sakes. And finally, we can say that.
That's kind of rare.
Yeah, isn't it? It certainly is.
First in 9 months.
Exactly right. So we'll hope for two in a row, dare we say, coming up next Sunday against the Raiders. Big thanks to Sammy, Jack, and Eli there behind the glass.
They're the best.
And Brett and Krista, our engineers here for this evening. And again, the final score of the Bears beat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. And we're back with you next Sunday.
Yahoo!
That's right.